Hello, Roy here. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to The Roy Green Show ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
This is not a case that's going to disappear. This is not an issue that Canadians are going to say, well, let's move on to something else. It's not going to happen. Canadians, by majority, just think of the Angus Reid poll. They want a public inquiry into China's interference in our federal elections in 2019 and 2021. Canadians want that. The opposition parties want it. The New Democrats, the Bloc Québécois, the Conservative Party of Canada want it. They said so. They passed a motion in committee in Parliament. The Liberals don't want it. And Mr. Trudeau says enough is being done to investigate, really? Well, the former head of CSIS is in favor of a public inquiry, as is the National Security Advisor to Mr. Trudeau. But still, he insists no public inquiry. So the question becomes, and we've talked about this a little earlier today, should Jagmeet Singh make the calling of a public inquiry into China's interference in Canada's 2019 and 2021 federal elections a condition for the Liberal NDP confidence and supply agreement to remain in place? Do you believe Justin Trudeau is intentionally keeping the truth about China's interference in Canada's federal elections from Canadians? We're joined by the leader of the federal NDP. How are you, Mr. Singh?
Doing well. Thank you so much.
You score very well with Canadians when they just are asked, who do you like of the leaders? Who do you like? It's the old, who would you sit down with for a beer with, you know, or, I don't know, a Coke or whatever. You score well. People like you.
Mm-hmm.
But there are people who are, and I've seen the emails today, who ask this question or make this statement. You and your party want a public inquiry. So clearly you believe this is in the best interest of Canada and Canadians. Meanwhile, Mr. Trudeau says no. So when does the interest of Canadians supersede the existing agreement between your party and the Liberals?
Well, that's not a decision we're making today, but I can tell you there's been a number of times when we've put forward an idea and the Liberals and the Conservatives, frankly, have said no. And we kept on pushing and we ended up getting it. One of those is the GST rebate, which put nearly $500 in the pockets of 10 million Canadians. When we presented this idea, thinking that this would be a good idea to provide a little bit of relief to folks, the Liberals came out against it, the Conservatives came out against it. We kept on fighting, and months later, we got all parties to agree. And in November, people received that doubling of the GST.
Okay, so,
we're not giving up. We're going to keep on fighting.
I hear you. I hear what you're saying, but you're not answering my question. And I preface this intentionally, that people like you. They're just viscerally like you. You're a likable guy. But they want leadership. And when you have a majority of the people of the country saying they want a public inquiry, when you have your party and the other opposition parties saying the same thing, and the Liberals say no, and the Prime Minister says no, you have this supply and confidence agreement with the Liberals and Mr. Trudeau. At what point does that become a situation that you revisit, Mr. Singh, and say, hey, we can't continue with this because it's not what Canadians want? Do you not see, is there not some connection between what's happening now and your agreement with the Liberals?
Well, there's always an opportunity for us to revisit that. So that remains an open question. We can always revisit, and we will constantly make that analysis. Right now, we've made that demand, and I gave the example of the GST rebate because we want to see a public inquiry.
Right.
And just because we've heard a no today or we've heard a no recently doesn't make us give up. We're going to keep on fighting.
But you haven't heard anything that's from the Prime Minister that suggests he might change his mind. Have you?
Well, that was the same thing with the GST rebate, frankly.
Yeah, but it's initially not the same. There's no equivalency.
He came
there
out opposed to it, and it took some months before we were able to force the government to do it. So
okay.
I'm not in any way ruling out that it could come to a point that we've got to exercise that ability.
Mm-hmm.
That's something that we absolutely have the ability to do. I'm just saying that's not a decision we're making today.
Okay.
And what we are doing is we're going to continue to apply pressure like we've done in the past. We've been told no on many things. You know, we were told no on the dental care. We were told no on pharmacare. Right now, kids in our country get...
They're not getting the pharmacare, yeah.
Yeah, and pharmacare is going to be happening. The legislative framework, which the Liberals and Conservatives voted against not 2 years ago, is going to actually happen this year. So we're not giving up just because we hear a no, not just because the government doesn't want to do something. We don't back down.
Okay, but the agreement is in play.
We've got a track record of getting things done.
The agreement is in play, depending on the situation. Is that what I hear you saying?
It's always in play.
Okay.
It's going to be a constant question that we ask ourselves throughout the term of the agreement. We're going to constantly ask questions. Do we want to continue or not? Is the government doing what's needed or not? It's going to be an ongoing question.
Why do you believe Mr. Trudeau refuses to support a public inquiry into China's alleged actions? Why?
That is something that is completely... I have no clue why he would not want to get this out of the partisanship of the committee, which is clearly not working. And in committee, it's become clear that it's all about scoring points, because the very serious allegations around nomination meetings in both elections, those touch on liberal and conservatives. And so, and then foreign interference when it comes to China touches on the liberals more. The foreign interference when it comes to Russia potentially touches on the conservatives. So they're both trying to play this game about who's worse or who's to blame. And we frankly don't care about who's worse. We want to actually protect our democracy. And we think that this is clearly something that cries out for a public inquiry, the nonpartisan independence, transparency, where the goal is to safeguard our elections and safeguard our democracy. And the goal isn't to try to score points on each other.
Yeah, you've got Richard Fadden, the former head of CSIS, and Gerald Butts, the former principal secretary to Justin Trudeau, suggesting a nonpartisan deep look should take place. And then you have the China's police stations in Canada, the shared research programs at Canadian universities between university researchers and the People's Liberation Army. These are all issues that are of concern, and these are all issues that you know and I know are going to be part of the election discussion whenever the election happens. It just seems so obvious to me that this is what Canadians want, and you want, and your party wants.
Absolutely. This is a good question to be put to the Prime Minister. Like, why? Well, why not?
Yeah.
This would remove any sort of the partisanship. It would give Canadians more confidence. And while we know that this didn't impact the outcome of the election, it's still quite serious that a foreign government would get involved in who is selected as a candidate. It's pretty serious, and we don't want things to escalate any further. So let's stop this in its tracks. Let's nip this in the bud. Take these really concerning allegations seriously and do everything we can to identify the exact nature of the problem and look at real solutions so that we can prevent this from happening in the future.
Will you speak with Mr. Trudeau about this directly, or have you already?
We haven't yet, and it's something that I have regular meetings with the Prime Minister to look at the ongoing elements of the agreement, and absolutely, I'll be bringing this up.
Yeah, it's really, really disturbing. What's the number one issue for you and your party right now in this country?
I would say it's cost of living and healthcare. Both are kind of connected, because the concerns on healthcare are that as we see more and more for-profit focus in our healthcare system, it's going to create more and more costs for Canadians, even though there's claims that it'll be covered by the provincial healthcare programs. The Auditor Generals of provinces have pointed out that these for-profit clinics always find a way to upsell and make people charge them out of pocket. So it's going to be a cost on Canadians. It's going to be about who can afford to get the healthcare they need. It's going to totally change the landscape of what our healthcare system is. And then the cost of living is already putting so much pressure on Canadians. So those are the two things that I'm really focused on.
If you want to hear more, subscribe to The Roy Green Show on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or wherever you find your favorites. And if you like what you hear, leave us a review and tell a friend. I'm Roy Green. Have a great weekend.